All right, questions?
We'll talk about at the start how close did Bradford come to being able to play?
He couldn't play.
Mm-hmm. Did anything change from Friday and how you anticipated he would start? Anything?
No.
Is this going to be a day to day thing? I mean, what do you know about what his injury is going to prevent him from doing going forward?
It's not surgical. He's had two surgeries on the knee, sometimes it swells up. I'm not going to talk about injuries. I'm not going to talk about Bradford's knee. I'm just not going to talk about it.
With the defense having as many penalties as it did, how big of a surprise was that, just given the way they've typically played?
Well, I don't know if it's a surprise or not. We can't have penalties and win games. Big plays and penalties.
How do you evaluate Keenum's performance on short notice like that?
I think it was hard. You know, he was under duress. It's really hard to tell. You know, I can't see who's open, who's not open, things like that. So I know he battled.
Well, the game before it got to be 14-0, were you being conservative with him just to try to see what you can get out of him before you started getting it downfield?
Not really.
Are you comfortable with him going forward if you need to play him?
Sam's going to be okay.
Can you talk about the fake punt, why you thought that was a good time to go for it, and why it didn't work in your estimation?
No.
I think you might have already addressed this, but the penalties and kind of affecting the flow of the game, I know it's frustrating. All the guys were saying that, but that's football, and that's how games are won and lost. How do you keep them from letting that frustration spill over? What did you say to them?
Well, we've been pretty good with penalties, so, you know, we were undisciplined today as far as some of the things. We jumped off sides a couple times. We had a couple pass interferences, and, you know.
On the penalty that brought the field goal back, was that because Tom would line up over the center, or was that from overloading the side? What kind of explanation did you get on that?
Yeah, supposedly we were covering part of the center.
Mike, when you say Sam's going to be okay, I mean, that's kind of vague. I mean,
I'm not going to discuss it with you. He's going to be okay, okay? Sam will be the quarterback, and he's going to be okay.
Next week?
Maybe. Maybe the next week, maybe 6 weeks from now, he's going to be okay. It's a non-surgical issue. He'll be fine.
How do you feel overall that you responded to Kate's taking over the quick leadership role today?
Good. Good.
A new quarterback is in there. What's the biggest effect that has on the offense as a whole?
Well, the cadence is different. I mean, you know, there's a lot of different things. You got to kind of play to his strength some. We knew there was a possibility this would happen. So there's no excuses. We're not going to make any excuses for what happened today. We're going to move forward and go on.
How do you think Xavier did, and was he hampered at the end there?
I don't know. It's hard for me to. I'm not looking at Xavier the entire game, so it's hard for me to tell, to be honest with you.
But the big matchup with Brown, I think that pretty much he contained him very well. Don't you believe?
Well, he had some catches on some underneath routes. He had a catch on and out. I'm trying to think what else. I think he had 5 catches today. But, you know, it's not all Xavier and this guy. You know, they're getting help from guys. It's just part of the way we play.
First touchdown, were you happy with the coverage, or did something break down there? Bryant over the middle, Newman and Sendejo back there?
Yeah, well, we lined up incorrectly on that.
What are you most angry at or upset with right now after this game, if you had to put your finger on it?
I'm not angry or upset. I'm just tired of these questions about Sam. Sam's fine. We didn't play well enough to win today. We had too many penalties. We gave up too many big plays, and we didn't move the ball effectively enough offensively. It's one game.
What was the difference in at least getting Dalvin Cook going in the second half today?
We made some adjustments at halftime.
Horvath had another missed extra point.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. Horvath missed another extra point today. Is that getting to be a concern?
Yes. Okay, thank you.